I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In southern Germany today, emergency workers are starting to scale back rescue operations after the roof of an ice skating rink collapsed and trapped about 50 people inside. Officials say at least 11 of them died in the incident, including 6 children, and the chances of finding any more survivors are not good. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Berlin.
Yesterday was a holiday for many school children after the new year, and the local ice skating rink in the town of Bad Reichenhall in the Bavarian Alps was filled with dozens of families. According to officials, around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the roof of the arena fell in under the weight of about 8 inches of snow. Emergency crews from Germany and Austria were on the scene shortly after that, but heavy snow made it difficult to move critical equipment into the scene. Hundreds of rescue workers battled snow, ice, and extreme temperatures since yesterday, looking for survivors. But this afternoon, officials called off the search. Georg Grabner, head of the city council of Bad Reichenhall, said external walls in the building were beginning to move inwards, and the situation is no longer safe for rescue teams.
Es ist dann gemeinsam noch einmal eine Besichtigung des Unglücksortes.
We visited the scene again and we decided that we can't send any more emergency teams in to look for missing people. We talked about several possibilities and made the following decision. We assigned a special construction company to remove the destroyed pieces of the building.
There's still no official word on what caused the ice skating rink to collapse. City officials took precautionary snowpack measurements on the roof of the building yesterday afternoon and determined that the levels were still safe enough to keep the facility open to the public. Just a few hours later, the roof collapsed. In addition to those killed, about 30 people were wounded. The skating arena was built in the 1970s, and several townspeople have expressed concerns over the years that the building needed to be renovated. But the mayor of Bad Reichenhall, Wolfgang Heidmeier, has deflected the criticism.
Es gab aber keine Veranlassung, auch nach Überprüfung durch den Statiker.
There is no reason to believe that there have been problems at the building. There is no evidence for that at all.
But as rescue operations are now being called to a stop, investigations are getting underway into what caused the roof to fall in and whether there was any negligence involved. Helmut Fordemeyer is the chief prosecutor for the region.
Beweise zu sichern für Hinterbliebene, für Kinder.
Our first priority now is to secure the evidence. We need to do this on behalf of the relatives of the victims, the children, and the parents. We have already instructed experts to research the cause of this tragic event, and we will also, if there is a reason to do so, hold individuals personally accountable.
The leader of the Bavarian state, Edmund Stoiber, toured the scene of the incident today. He said while an investigation is mandatory, the focus should be on the families who are grieving the loss of their loved ones.
Wir alle müssen den Menschen, vor allen Dingen die jetzt durch diesen Schicksalsschlag so getroffen sind, Mut machen, beistehen, Anteilnahme.
In the moment, we have to encourage the families who are affected by this tragedy, and we need to show our solidarity with them. This is for me the most important issue. Not to figure out who was responsible. This is a question we deal with tomorrow and the day after.
Relatives of the victims have been receiving counseling in a makeshift tent set up in front of the rink. Meanwhile, construction crews continue to work to clear the rubble from the scene, and rescue dogs are still being used to try to find the bodies of those still missing. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.